Thank you, Madam Chair, for your kind words. The Chairperson, distinguished heads of delegation, honourable ministers, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to deliver a message of warm greetings from the people of the Republic of Zambia. Allow me to take this opportunity to thank the Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Health Organization of the United Nations for successfully organizing the second International Conference on Nutrition. Zambia wishes to endorse the adoption of the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the Framework of Action. Now that we're entering the post-MDG period, this conference gives us the opportunity to reshape the future of nutrition for the coming decade. The government of Zambia wishes to affirm its commitments to the values of the United Nations in guaranteeing improvements in nutrition for children and women and the population at large. We would also like to reaffirm the commitments made at the International Conference on Nutrition in 1992, the World Food Summits of 1996 and 2002, and the World Summit on Food Security in 2009. We further remain firm to continue pursuing other relevant international targets and action plans, including the WHO 2025 Global Nutrition Targets and the WHO 2013 to 2020 Global Action for the Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases. The Zambian government put in place the National Food and Nutrition Policy in 2006. This policy is being operationalized through the National Strategy on Food and Nutrition for the period 2011 to 2015. We strongly believe in strengthening and supporting improvements in nutrition among the Zambian people. We are convinced that investment in nutrition, especially for young children and women, can have positive benefits for our national economy and development. There have been extensive efforts made by government and the cooperating partners in scaling up nutrition interventions in the country. These actions include strengthening nutrition governance and coordination, including the creation of an interministerial committee of permanent secretaries, strengthening food and nutrition research as well as putting in place one common monitoring and evaluation framework for food and nutrition. I wish to bring to your attention that Zambia has been one of the early risers in scaling up nutrition interventions. I'm therefore glad to let this conference know that our government has continued to provide leadership as well as creating a favorable environment that is enhancing engagement of stakeholders in multi-sectoral efforts. It is in this regard that Zambia is reviewing relevant legislation needed for strengthening nutrition and interventions. By virtue of the fruitful deliberations in this conference, I am confident that sound mechanism will be evolved through improved data sharing and coordination at intergovernmental level. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Zambia looks forward to continued cooperation with FAO, WHO, and all stakeholders to achieve optimal nutrition status for our people. I thank you.